So this is episode 257 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are thrilled about discussing the Word of God. And, you know, last time we talked about being deep or really kind of like being scholarly.
Looking for some deep revelation.
Or I hear some people say a fresh word.
Yeah.
The word is, all of the word is fresh. Yes. Right? Yes. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22.
Every time you read it.
Always fresh. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Because who can know it all? Who can understand the mind of God?
No one.
So everything God does is fresh, is vibrant, it's real, it's lively, it's quickening, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, the word says. Absolutely. So we're always happy to discuss the word. And I like to say that, you know, people are talking about doing a new thing or learning something fresh or something hot. Hey, let's live the old stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get past the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yes. You know? Oh, yes, for real.
I'm still trying to learn to love my neighbor and to forgive my brother that offends me and learn how to, you know, walk humbly before God and all those things that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to master those things.
Yes, and I love the scripture that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes,
and Nehemiah. I'm thinking, okay, now the joy of the Lord, it gives me. So then that influences me and makes me rejoice more and be joyful more, because he has said it there. That's
right.
My strength.
It's our strength.
That's my,
And at the time that was mentioned, in the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, Ezra was preaching, and he was opening the scroll and he was reading the word, and they hadn't heard the word for decades.
Right.
And hearing the word, it brought them sorrow. You know, it brought them, you know, it was a downer to them because they had been without it for so long. And he said, no, this is joyful. This should be your strength. This is a source of inspiration, a source of encouragement. Mm-hmm. So let the joy of the Lord rejoice.
Yes.
We are now hearing God's word. You know, just like faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, our joy, our excitement, our fulfillment in the Lord, they're all a result of his word, knowing his word,
knowing him.
And that's what desiring God is all about. When we hunger and thirst after righteousness, as it says in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, I think it's verse 6, it's about desiring him, just wanting to be like him,
You'll be satisfied.
Yes.
So that's,
absolutely. Yes. And that's where that true satisfaction comes from. You're right. It comes from wanting to be like him.
Yeah.
Being fulfilled by him.
Right. We're going to suffer. The scripture says that.
Right.
We're going to have tribulation and trials and all
right.
of that. And we might as well fortify ourselves. God is just telling us, fortify yourself that you can stand.
Yes.
That you can be able to, in the midst of that trouble, you can still rejoice and give God glory. And I'm certainly, that's what I'm working on, because that's just, you know, he's told us what to do.
Right.
And he said, what will happen? If the joy of the Lord is your strength.
It's the one
over here that you said, where is it? Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall, this translation says, shall be satisfied.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. That's the
Do you have NASB or you have?
Yeah, the King James says they shall be filled.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And I think satisfied and filled, I think satisfied might be a better word, because sometimes you can get full, but still the hunger hasn't really been, and thirst hasn't really been satisfied, or you'll come back and snack again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So I think the word satisfaction said, I'm satisfied. I have all I need.
Yeah.
But filled is okay, because, I mean, when you're full, typically you don't want
anymore. You don't
anymore.
Want anymore,
right.
Exactly.
So both words are good, and they both express, you know, they're a metaphor for being just content in the Lord, you know, having received everything that God has for us, and we're satisfied with this. We feel good about it.
Then we think about, you know, you think about the life that, you know, just everyday living and things that can come up and things, you know, it's great to have the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside of you that you can just go to in your spirit and just say, God, I am really suffering right now, but I know what you promised me, and I'm going to stand on that.
Right.
And I'm not going to waver from that.
Right.
You know, so that's what we have to practice, getting to those levels yes. of loving God so much that even in the midst of trials and tests, I'm still going to rejoice. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to love him. I'm still going to do the work that he's called me to do.
Right.
I'm not going to let anything stand in my way of fulfilling what he's called us to do.
And I think that when we want to, when we talk about desiring God, when we talk about having that hunger and thirst mm-hmm. satisfied or fulfilled, I think we look at, okay, well, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. You know, how does that translate into right. my daily life? How do I walk that out? Do I live that out? I love what Paul says in Philippians on that note. He says, finally, brethren, this is Philippians 4:8. Mm-hmm. He says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, mm-hmm. King James Version, whatsoever, mm-hmm. but whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, mm-hmm. whatever is of good repute, mm-hmm. if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell mm-hmm. on these things.
Yes.
And I think Paul is just saying that, you know what, if you want to elevate your spirit, if you want to improve your serve, if you want to do better in your walk with the Lord and get closer to him, then think on these things mm-hmm. that are positive, these things that are honorable, these things that are pure and lovely and of good repute and mm-hmm. excellence. That's what builds us up. That's right. how we build ourselves. Right. You know, Jude talks about building yourself up on your most holy faith.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. Mm-hmm. By focusing our mind, by directing our attention to things that build us up, that mm-hmm. improve us, that mm-hmm. make us more like Jesus,
right.
that cause us to think like him and walk like him
right.
and live like him
right.
and talk like him. Those are the things that build us up.
And remember, we got to remember what it says,
because yes.
sometimes we'll just read and we never go back to that particular passage or lesson.
Right.
But we read and study and then remember what we learned so that we can apply it when we're tested or tried.
Right. As opposed to just a hit and miss. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do these drive-by studies where
yeah.
they don't even really, they just read it because it was assigned, or they read it because they feel it's an obligation.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really have any transformative effect because they're not immersing themselves in it. You know,
right.
it's just a hit and miss.
Yeah.
And God wants us to enjoy his word. He wants us to love this time with him.
Yes.
He wants us to, as Job said, desire it more than our necessary food.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I think that's what,
yes.
what God would be pleased with.
Amen.
And Lord, we're thankful for you, and we just ask you to help us understand your word in a way that it changes us, that it makes us more like you,
mm-hmm.
that it helps us to be more Christ-like in our thinking,
yes.
our talking, our living, that we just show and represent you at the highest level as ambassadors for Christ. We thank you and we appreciate you and we love you.
Yes.
And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And we'll see you next time on In the Word podcast with Will and Marie.